Now, what we're getting ready to hear now definitely ties in with happiness, but it also ties in even more directly with this whole notion of beating anxiety. I want us to take a listen to WebMD and hear what they have to say about stress, because it can produce anxiety. And just like the whole issue with happiness, we can take steps to be happy on purpose. We can take steps to beat anxiety on purpose. I mean, just put a hurting on it. All right, so let's take a listen. And then maybe a second listen, maybe, we'll see. But definitely we'll get started on this, more about this whole issue of beating anxiety. But for now, take a listen to this issue, this matter on stress.
We all have plenty to be stressed out about, some more than others. Activities like yoga, deep breathing, massage, meditation, or tai chi are natural and effective ways to reduce stress. In fact, there are a number of creative strategies you can use to limit stress. A meaningful hobby like art or music can strike the right chord. Find a social outlet. Friendships and companionship can help you deal with life's problems and may even help extend it. Keep a journal. Research shows that writing down your feelings can reduce tension. Try cutting back on caffeine, alcohol, and tobacco. And exercise on a regular basis. It triggers chemicals in the brain that block stress. Therapists are increasingly advising patients to unplug themselves from encounters that are likely to cause stress.
Turn off the media. There's a hiatus. There's a moratorium. We have dinner time. We don't answer the phone. The TV's not going.
Those who can find ways to turn their backs on stressful situations will ultimately lead healthier lives.
Isn't it great when we can take some matters into our own hands? In other words, the fact that we have the ability, the power, to do some things ourselves that can make life better? I think it is. All right. So, that said, though, beating anxiety. We have to know that we can beat it. We have to have a strong enough desire to beat it, that we will take the steps needed to beat it. Now, I understand, you all know, I'm a firm believer that there are times when we will need to consult a professional. But barring the need for a professional, in other words, trying something on our own, trying to see what we can do ourselves, let's see what we can do. All right, so we've talked about things that we can do that have to do with deep breathing. And that's something that, I tell you, if you have not tried it, ladies and gentlemen, don't throw cold water on that. Deep breathing can be very, very helpful in providing relaxation. Psychology Today is helping us with this discussion, and I want you to try it. At the very least, try it. But really, try it now. When I say try it, I don't mean go into it with your mind made up that you're just going to fly through the process in about 2 or 3 minutes just so you can say you tried it, and then so you can say, I told you that wouldn't work for me. No, give it your best shot and see what happens. Okay, so we talked about the deep breathing before, so now let's move to meditating. And one of the things that we find is that really and truly, true calm is on the inside. We can appear to be calm on the outside, you know, calm facial expression, calm body language that we're forcing, because that's not what's really going on inside. Inside, we can be just as nervous. We can be just as afraid. We can be just as outraged. But real calm is on the inside. So give yourself the gift of serenity. Start your day with 10 minutes of solitude and something that will be positive for you. For many of us, that has to do with starting the day out with just meditating about good and beautiful things. We'll be talking about that at a later date too. But good and beautiful facts of life. spending time in prayer. And that's been proven to help calm us. Think calm, measured, open-minded, and very often your daily activities, your life throughout that day will pretty much follow that start that you've given yourself. A very calm, serene start. That doesn't mean we're pretending that there won't be any bad things coming up. That doesn't mean that no matter what, we're not going to ever be upset. We're not going to ever be angry. No, 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 no. Remember now, this is a program that features real talk about real life. And so in real life, we are all going to have times when we're going to be confused. There are going to be times when we're going to be afraid. There are going to be a time. Let me tell you something. The rich and powerful have times when they are afraid. Something can come up that threatens their physical well-being. Something can come up that threatens the lives of loved ones. We can all experience fear in some kind of ways. We all become angry about something, and we have to make sure that we don't overreact when we become angry, whether that means overreacting by at the moment that whatever happens angers us. We really just go after whoever may have been responsible, who we think was responsible. But it also means not carrying a grudge, overreacting, not overreacting in anger, not carrying a grudge, being bitter for 2 months, 3 years, 2 decades. Forgiving and moving forward. All of that is the way we really do this. And when we've made the decision that we are going to forgive, I'm not going to say necessarily forget, because the truth is some things are going to be hard to forget. But we won't ruminate over them by thinking about them on purpose over and over and over and over. That's not forgiving. We're forgiving, we're moving forward in life, and we're starting each day out with just calm serenity. 10 minutes of the day. Just invest that first 10 minutes, and for some, it may be 30 minutes. For some, it may be an hour. First part of the day, early part of the day, just setting the tone. Wow, what a great way to start the day. And as you do that, can you imagine parents, you teaching your children to do the same, you taking your calm with you, whether your parents are single, taking your calm with you to work, to your place of worship, to the grocery store, wherever you're going, and other people seeing the strength of your calm, being inspired by it. And as a result, you find yourself letting some of those great moments, some of life's best moments, come through you. All right, till next time. Hopefully you'll join me tomorrow.